Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Wake your asses up. Absolute Cintron on the overnight. Number to join, 888-808-1019. As usual, please, behind the glass. Well, both New York teams lose again. But the owner of the New York Mets, a team that's lost 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row, has spoken. Well, sort of. He sent out a tweet to the fan base at 1:24 a.m. And here it is. Nobody likes to lose, but I saw some, quote, green shoots tonight. On offense, Lindor had two hits, including a home run. Bichette got a double hitting it to left field. And opposed to recently being right field prone. Binge got a solid hit. Soto started his running progression today. Simeon hit a shot that might have been a home run on a warmer night. Boy, grasping for straws there. Finally, Nolan McClain pitched an outstanding game, going 7 innings, hanging in there, fans. We will turn this around. Now it's might have, could have, should have, maybe. The fact of the matter is, this Met offense stinks. You can put out all the tweets you want. I know the fan base has been waiting to hear from him. And if I'm Steve Cohen, don't read the comments. Don't. This offense stinks. And even when you get off to a great start, it doesn't get any better than the first bat of the game versus one of the best pitchers in the game, the World Series MVP, a guy you wanted on this rotation, in this rotation, Steve Cohen, with Francisco Lindor parking one in right field to start the game. 1-0 out the gate. Only to give it right back up in the bottom of the first. Leadoff walks kill. Two out walks kill. Over and over and over and over again. No matter what baseball team you root for, they always come back to haunt you. I'll get to why later. I'll get to why. The reason, because later on in the game, it happened again. But the McClain-Yamamoto battle lived up to the hype and then some. Talked about it yesterday, saying this is as sexy of a matchup as it can get. Nolan McClain, the guy I called after four starts last season, Ace McClain. I wanted to see him against this Dodger lineup. That's why I was begging and hoping the Mets would have somehow, someway last year found a way to make the playoffs. Instead of scoring 0 runs the last game of the season, which they've done that a bunch already this year. 0. Because I thought, hey, McClain versus the Dodgers in a 3-game series, anything could happen. McClain versus the Dodgers, any type of series, anything could happen. Steal one, and then I'll take my chance with the next two. Nolan McClain shut down the Dodgers. Yamamoto shut down the Mets. McClain was brilliant. 7 innings, 1 run, 2 hits, 2 walks, 8 Ks. Was brilliant. 95 pitches. I can't stand the pitch count. I hate it. It's the fakest thing in all of baseball. The fakest thing in all of baseball. Yamamoto, sensational as well. 7 2/3, well over 100 pitches. 7 Ks, 1 walk, 1 earned run, 4 hits. Totals, Mets score 1 run, 4 hits, and an error. Dodgers, 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors. And the Mets lose 2-1 because the offense stinks. Yamamoto retired 20 in a row after the home run for Lindor. 20 in a row. Steve Cohen says he saw some positives. Where? How about winning a damn game? How about score more than one run? How about your offense puts legit Major League Baseball at-bats together? Because all offseason, we heard, this lineup needs to change, the clubhouse needs to change, the strategy needs to change. We need to have guys that put the ball in play, contact, push the guys over. And I was one of the people that said that. And I bought in. And right now, besides the glass on my face, I have egg on my face. And so do a lot of the people that believed in David Stearns and what he was doing. This offense is a disaster. Now it's missing Juan Soto. But he's not batting 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He's not. This is a great game. I love pitchers' duels. It was the opposite of what the Yankee game was the night before, 11-10, which was a fun game, but I love pitchers' duels. I love old-school pitchers' duels. Batter for batter, inning for inning, a heavyweight fight. It was awesome. I said, nah, usually I'm already showered, getting ready to leave, and I said, nah, I'll take a car in. I got to watch this pitch for pitch. I got to watch this game. I don't want to jump in the shower, not too soon. And miss something. I'll tell you what I wasn't missing. It's Met offense. Which stinks. Tonight's word is stinks. You don't believe me? Mets are 7-11 this year. Last seven games. 1.43 runs. Batting average, 178. Extra base hits, 8. OPS, 469. Average with runners in scoring position, 083. You heard correctly, 083. For a $380 million payroll. It's kind of funny that the numbers are the same there. 083, 380 payroll. Horrendous. Anytime Mark Vientos or Brett Beatty comes up, I have no hope. And Brett Beatty was up in a big spot. Pinch gets the hit. Lindor gets the hit. It's first and third. Lindor steals second. Second and third. Here comes Brett Beatty. And we all knew what was going to happen. Craps the bed. Mark Vientos is 0 for his last 7,000 since getting off to a hot start. Jorge Polanco, put him on the IL. Just do it already. Put him on the IL. It's April, right? Nip this in the butt now. Let him get legitimate rest. I was going back and forth with Evan, like, who you bring up? He said, Mauricio. Jared Young, he might be on the IL as well. I was wondering why he wasn't starting. I even tweeted it out and had one of my followers, so shout out to them, correct me and say, hey, he's dealing with an injury. He's nicked up. He's probably going to go on the IL. Cool. Thank you for that. I even gave him the credit. Thank you for letting me know that. Luis Robert Jr., big at bat as well. Nothing. Nothing. I think I might have mixed up the at bats there. Luis Robert Jr., let me correct myself. Luis Robert Jr. came up in this game, second and third. Lindor stole second. It wasn't Beatty. My apologies. It was Robert Jr. late. Beatty also came up in a big spot and struck out. It was first and second versus Yamamoto with 2 outs when Beatty struck out. I mixed the plays up. See? I can admit when I'm wrong. Instead of pushing through, I was wrong. The eighth inning, second and third, Robert Jr. struck out versus Blake Treinen. After the Dodgers challenged the pitch, which was a ball, and then Robert Jr. challenged the pitch when he was caught looking 3-2. And the one pitch he had a chance to hit, he popped it up out of play on first base side. I was wrong. My bad. It doesn't matter. They didn't score. Whether it was Beatty, whether it was Vientos, Robert Jr., Polanco, Alvarez, Simeon, they didn't score. They didn't come through with guys in scoring position. And then what happens in the bottom of the eighth? Brooks Raley walks the leadoff hitter. And we all knew what was going to happen when he did that. That guy was going to end up scoring. Walks the leadoff hitter. Intentionally walk Ohtani. So you set up a double play. And Kyle Tucker bloops one. A bleeder to left field. Dodgers score. Now, I was hoping in the ninth inning we were going to see Edwin Diaz. I was praying. Give me that, please. No, that didn't happen. Vicia came in the game. Strikes out the side. You're down one. Didn't we see this on Sunday? Versus the A's, the Sacramento, New York A's. Didn't we see this? Four pitches, three outs. You think you learned from that? And I'll get to Mendoza's press conference, post-game press conference after. But no. Strike one, strike two, strike three. Swing in the dirt, strike one, strike two, strike three. Swing in the dirt, strike one, strike two, strike three. Game over. How about take the first pitch? Get down one. Take a pitch. No. Of course not. No. That didn't happen. Polanco. Strikeout. Bichette. Strikeout. Alvarez. Strikeout. Game over. And the post-game copy and paste press conference. We got to work with these guys. We got to stick to the game plan. We got to have better at-bats, more competitive at-bats. This is seven losses in a row, and it's the same crap from the manager after the game. It's copy and paste. Copy and paste. Rinse and repeat. The same crap after the game. Well, whose fault is it? Are they listening to the game plan? Or just going up there saying, screw it, I'm doing whatever the hell I want to do. If that's the case, the manager should be fired right now. If this is the case, right now. Because if the manager's saying this to us, to the media, for us to hear, I'm sure he said it to the players. Harry, Gary Apple, and Todd Zeal talking after the game. They're with me. It's the same stuff after the games, after these losses. Better at bats. We got to put better at bats together. We got to work the counts. We have to be more competitive at the plate. You're down one. The ninth inning. Take a pitch. Take a pitch. This guy's not a closer. He doesn't throw 150 miles per hour. Take a pitch. Because I've seen him wild in the past. Take a pitch. But no. Of course not. They didn't do that. They did what they did on Sunday, except it took a little longer. Same result. A loss. What do we do? How do we fix this? Clay Holmes versus Ohtani later on tonight, 10 p.m. How do we fix this, Met fans? How do we get this right? Nolan McClain has only been here, what, 12, 13 starts, something like that? And we've already wasted how many of those? How many of those starts have we wasted for Nolan McClain? How many? He's given up two runs or fewer in every start but one. Every start but one. Why is it with this organization, no matter who the owner is, no matter who the players are, when there's an ace, legitimate ace in the staff, the Mets don't score runs? It never fails. Go ask Johan. Go ask Jake. Go ask Harvey. Now ask McClain. It never fails. I'm sick of this crap. If the Mets are putting competitive at-bats together and they're scoring runs and they're losing games and they're not having brain farts, I can deal with that. It's not a loser's mentality, but it's the truth. I can deal with that. Rather than sit through a game where they score right off the gate, right at the bat, boom, home run, and then do nothing and get retired for 20 in a row. Nothing. Don't get on base. Nothing. No walks. Nothing. How do we fix this? I was encouraged by Mark Vance to start the season. I can't anymore. I can't. And I don't want to hear the cold anymore. They're in LA where it's 85 degrees. And they're not scoring runs. One run in two games. In LA. It's not the cold. It's the players. You know who's laughing right now? Sipping a pina colada or a margarita somewhere? Eric Chavez. He's laughing somewhere. You guys thought I was the problem as the hitting coach. Ha, ha, ha. While he sips on a pina colada. Or margarita, whatever his choice of drinks are. The Mets are non-competitive offensively. And Francisco Lindor's bat has come alive the last couple games. First the A's. And then the home run, finally, a home run in RBI. He's no more egg, no more zero in that column. It's time for the rest of the guys to wake up. If Jorge Polanco is hurt, IL him now. Now. Because I can't see him anymore at the plate in non-competitive at-bats. And then clutching at his leg or making a face like he's hurting, put him on the IL. And then figure out who do you want to play at first base. Beatty or Vientos? Because right now, it doesn't matter which one you play because none of them are giving you anything. And the owner, Marcus Semien, almost hit a home run. And I almost won the lotto. I was one number off. What does that do? Nothing. Mets fans don't want to hear this. And I love Steve Cohen as the owner. The guy wants to win. He puts his money where his mouth is. But Semien hit a shot that might have been a home run on a warmer night. And I might have hooked up with Sofia Vergara if I had the nerve and the courage to talk to her when I worked at W Hotel a while ago. That didn't happen. Stop it. We don't want to hear about babies and ifs. We want to see results. And right now, the results suck.